All right, so you're ready to hit those trails. Fantastic. We're diving into something that might make you rethink those bear bells, hiking safety.
Right.
People think about bears, right? But how about we think about the real risks out there? We're using a blog post today. It's called Causes of Backpacking and Hiking Deaths.
Okay.
It's by Brett. It's really going to make us think about safety in a new way.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting how we think about risk. I mean, we always focus on the scariest thing, right?
Right.
But we forget about the everyday dangers that are just as bad.
Right, we do.
And Brett, the blogger, he just lays it out there. You ready for this? Hiking, statistically, riskier than skydiving.
Oh, yeah, that puts it in perspective.
I know, that stopped me in my tracks. Skydiving, you know, it's like, But hiking, you think it's chill, but can be just as intense.
It's true, and skydiving has so many safety protocols and special gear. But hikers, sometimes we get a little too comfortable and underestimate what we're getting into.
Exactly. And I love this, Brett. He's got a sense of humor about it. You know, he talks about bears seeing hikers like a walking sushi bar,
Oh, wow.
like ready to be plucked off the trail. Of course, he's being funny.
Right.
But later he's like, yeah, bears, not even the biggest threat out there.
I love that he uses humor to get the point
It
across.
works. So if not bears, then what should we really be worried about? He's got this countdown, breaks down the real dangers. Some of this stuff, I was like, whoa.
Countdowns, they always get you hooked, right?
Right. So number seven on the list,
Yeah.
animals, not just bears, but everything. Mountain lions, mosquitoes, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And I love how he puts it, knowing the difference between a grizzly and a black bear, that's like bear diplomacy 101. Life or death right there.
It really is. Each animal, you got to know how to react, you know, not just, oh, that could be dangerous, but what to do.
Exactly. All
Yeah.
right, number six, something we all deal with, temperature. Hot or cold, it can get dangerous fast.
Yeah, the weather can change like that, especially in the mountains.
For real. And get this, Brett says extreme temperatures can mess with your head.
Really?
Yeah, with heat stroke, you might not even feel thirsty.
Oh, wow.
You might not even know you're in trouble because delirium can set in.
Wow, so your body's just not communicating properly.
And then on the flip side, with the cold, there's this crazy thing, paradoxical undressing. You get hypothermia, and instead of bundling up, you start taking clothes off.
What? That's terrifying.
The body's internal thermostat just goes haywire.
Wow, so you really have to know the early signs, both for heat and cold.
Absolutely. Okay, number five on the countdown. And this one's electrifying. Lightning.
Okay.
Most people, we think, stay inside during a thunderstorm, but lightning, it can strike from so far away.
Right.
Brett says like 10 miles.
Wow.
And it's not just a direct hit. Yeah, ground current, side flash, you can get hit indirectly.
It's true, it's scary.
Okay, number four, and this one might seem obvious, but it's easy to forget how quickly things can go south in the wilderness.
Yeah,
Health issues.
absolutely.
You know, even a small problem can turn serious real quick when you're miles from help.
Being prepared is key.
Exactly. Knowing your own health, having a good first aid kit, and a plan if things go wrong. Brett specifically talks about the risks for solo hikers.
It makes sense.
If something happens when you're alone, getting help is so much harder.
Having a hiking buddy, it's not just about company, it's about safety.
For sure. All right, number three on the countdown, water. Or should I say, not having enough of it.
Dehydration can really sneak up on you.
It's true. Brett says not only can it lead to heat stroke, get this, it can contribute to hypothermia,
Really?
even in cold weather, which blew my mind.
That is mind-blowing. Your body just can't regulate temperature properly.
Right. And then there's this other risk with water I never thought about, Giardia.
Ah,
It's a
Giardia.
microscopic parasite that can turn a nice drink of water into, let's just say, a bad time.
Yeah.
So treating or filtering your water, super important, especially in areas where Giardia is a thing. Okay, number two on the list, we're flipping the script.
Yeah.
Two MSCH water. Drowning, obviously, but Brett emphasizes another danger, flash floods.
Yeah, flash floods, those are no joke. You're going along and suddenly it's a raging river, no warning.
Right. Not the kind of excitement I'm looking for.
Exactly. Especially in canyons, even a little water, it's dangerous. Check those weather forecasts.
Always be aware of your surroundings. Okay, we've made it to number one, the most dangerous thing out there, and it's not an animal, it's the ground.
Falling. Sounds so basic.
Right, but it's the number one cause of hiking-related deaths.
It is.
Brett, he describes a fall from Half Dome. Let's just say I checked my boots after reading that.
It makes you think, even experienced hikers, we make mistakes, and those mistakes can be a big deal.
They can be. Okay, so we've talked about dangers, but how do we stay safe? We touched on animal behavior, but what about something like hypothermia? How do we know if it's happening?
Good question. Hypothermia, it's gradual. First, you shiver, then your speech gets messed up, you get confused, you can't walk straight. If that happens, warm up fast, get help.
Don't try to be tough.
Nope. Better safe than sorry. Always dress for all kinds of weather. Layers are your friend.
Okay.
And a space blanket. They're tiny, they weigh nothing, but they can save your life.
Good tip. Okay, lightning. What do you do if you're caught in a thunderstorm?
First, get away from open areas, tall trees, water, anything metal.
Those attract lightning, right?
Exactly. Find a low spot if you can, crouch down, minimal contact with the ground.
So no hiding under a big tree.
No way. Remember ground current and side flash. Lightning travels through the ground. Stay small. And another thing, rain ponchos, they don't protect you from lightning.
Didn't know that. Okay, this is a lot to take in.
Yeah.
It's not about being scared, right? It's about knowing what's out there.
Exactly. Knowledge is power. Enjoy your hike, but be prepared.
Right. Okay, we talked about Giardia. How do we avoid getting sick from water?
Treat all water. Even if it looks clean.
Really?
Boil it for a minute, use a filter, or those water purification tablets.
Those little tablets work.
They do. But read the instructions. Different tablets, different contact times, and check the label. Some don't kill every kind of bacteria.
Okay, so be prepared. That's the message here. Don't wait till it's too late.
Right. Think ahead. Know what you can handle. Be ready for anything.
And Brett, he mentions another resource, the American Alpine Club. They have accident reports.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those?
They're fascinating. They break down hiking accidents, what went wrong. Lots of good information in there.
And they go beyond just the facts, right? They talk about why people made the decisions they did, what the environment was like, even the psychology of it all. It's like learning from other people's mistakes, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't make them yourself.
Exactly. You see patterns, things you wouldn't notice otherwise. Helps you make smarter choices when you're out there.
We always hear, respect the mountains. But it's more than that, right? It's respecting everything. The animals, the weather, the whole environment.
Absolutely. Nature's got its own rules, and we got to learn them.
For sure. So if someone's listening, and they're like, whoa, this is a lot, what's the one thing you want them to take away from all this?
Don't be afraid to get out there. Enjoy the beauty, the adventure, but go in with your eyes open. Plan ahead. Know your limits. Be ready for anything.
I love that. So be prepared, but don't let it stop you from exploring.
Yeah. Every hike, it's a journey, you know? Physically, mentally, the whole package. Embrace the challenge. Learn as you go.
Well said. We covered a lot today. And it's not just about watching out for bears, is it?
Nope. It's about respecting the outdoors, being prepared, and never stop learning.
If you're listening, check out Brett's blog post, Causes of Backpacking and Hiking Deaths. It's an entertaining read with some serious advice. And if you're really feeling adventurous, look into those American Alpine Club accident reports. You might learn something new. Remember, knowledge is power. The more you know, the safer and more fun your hikes will be. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and happy trails.